The State College Area School District is getting ready to move the Delta program from its current aging building to a new one on the high school grounds about a mile away. SWPSU's Ann Danahy reports, while many are ready for the change, the move from the downtown Fairmount building means leaving a building and its history behind.
So this is a pretty important historic perspective for our visitors over here.
As a Delta program graduate, I say yes to the offer from John Downs, head of the school, for a tour.
This goes behind the auditorium. When we get our alums back here, they always want to see the Northwest Passage.
The Delta program is an alternative public school option for middle and high school students. It's known for its personalized approach to education and its quirky building.
Have you ever counted how many flights of stairs there are?
I have not. I can't count that high.
The stairs are one of the problems with the building. The district is finishing work on its new high school, which opened to students in January 2018. The project includes building a new facility for the Delta program across from the main high school building. The move is being done for both logistical and educational reasons. For example, it will mean more opportunities for collaboration between Delta High School and middle school classes. But that doesn't mean there won't be nostalgia for some of the building's idiosyncrasies.
One room I'm really gonna miss, hopefully we can try to replicate. Middle school created a room that the kids named the Egg, and this is where they have their study hall every other day.
Why is it the Egg?
They voted on that name. I don't know why. There's no rhyme or reason, but now we call the class, we don't call it study hall, we call it incubator. And the theme of the room is it's where great ideas are hatched. So it's all marketing.
The students' naming of the room is typical of the Delta program, which emphasizes community and a positive learning environment.
And so often we tell kids, this is your education. As a parent, I've said that and heard it said many times. If it's their education, why don't we give them some control of it? And so really that's our thought here, how we operate, feeling that they're part of a community first, school second, is what I always like to say.
Enrollment is currently capped at 260. Students call teachers by their first names, teachers have flexibility to be creative in their classes, and students have greater control over their learning.
So you have teachers teaching what they love, kids wanting to be in the classes they're in. It's really not rocket science.
Although the Delta program is thriving, the building it's in is not. The Fairmount Avenue School was built in 1914 and was a high school until 1955. Over time, expansions were added to both sides of the original building. It was an elementary school and in 1981 became home to the Delta program, formerly known as the Alternative Program, or AAP. The school board has not yet decided what it will do with the building.
So watch your step.
That visitors need to watch their step walking around is also typical of a building that's both enchanting and past its prime.
Heating, ventilating, air conditioning is a huge issue in this building.
Downs ticks off a list of problems. Infrastructure that's too old to find replacement parts, no elevators for a student in a wheelchair, and many entrances on the side of the building that aren't what comes to mind when you say school security.
Walk around this building, it's charming in many ways, but it's frustrating in many ways too.
The building is close to downtown and separate from the main high school, which some view as assets. It also has features that might best be described as unique, including strange hallways and staircases that link sections of the building. On the charming side are walls showcasing student art. On the strange side are a set of stairs leading to a single bathroom.
I tease people and say that I worked in this building for 4 years before I know how to get to the cafeteria.
Gary Mascalier is in his 26th year teaching at Delta.
I think it's very fun when someone comes in the wrong door, a guest, and they say, how do I get to this side of the building? You have to say, I can't tell you, I have to show you. And so you lead them there.
He says he was reluctant about the move at first.
It's just like leaving home, you know, you never want to do it until you realize it's time to do it.
10th grader Abby Humphrey says she loves that Delta is unique and inclusive.
I love all the art around the school and just how a lot of students came together and just really made this building Delta and what it is.
Is there anything that you won't miss about it, that you're glad that it'll be having a new building?
Oh no, I love all of this. I'm gonna miss it a lot, but I'm excited for the new building too.
As Downs and others note, Delta means change. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.